DC knows that this isn't safe at all for your hand. As a man whose insurance is fickle, I'll say I won't kick it. Keep it out. Should I kick it?
Okay. I think the right term is, can you kick it? Yes, you can. Can I kick it? To Friendly Town Home Improvements. I hope you are ready to improve your home because our homes desperately need it. We've been like last week we had a bunch of hostage situations. We went really crazy. We had a bunch of people taking hostages, a couple people leaving them around. We had hostage litter everywhere. We thought everyone was so panicked with that we forgot that our beloved Friendly Town Access Public Television host, Bobby Kondo, escaped while we were looking the other way. He made a beautiful porch that he made as a makeshift bridge outside of his cage to the QED wastelands far beyond. So we are without a host for our home improvement. Who's going to tell us how these shingles look on this color of wood? Who's going to put the wood polish on the wood? We don't know. We cannot think for ourselves on here. We're not sure what to do now. But I took a drive. I went to a far off land in this drive. I was just thinking. I was just trying to rack in my head. What can we do? And then I came to a lovely place in the Midwest called Menards, where quality, dedication, and service can give you discount on just extremely good goods. That's not their official slogan. I'm petitioning it for it to be. We'll see how it goes. But as I was walking through there, finding the latest deals on shovels and patio doors and whatnot, I realized that we could do it. We could have our own permanent host for Friendly Town. We don't have to keep kidnapping people who we think look good in flannel to be a host of our shows anymore. We can just have one of our very own citizens. And tonight, we are going to decide that through all the audition process, see how well they do in the field of home improvement battle. We're going to determine based on the type of clothing they wear, the tool belts that they have, their aptitude with said tools or inaptitude with it as well. And we're going to go through it one by one. Are you guys with me so far? Excellent. So first, I understand that he's a very brave man for going first here on this, but please welcome, coming up to the stage, St. Thomas Ledoux. He's coming up in a second. Coming up! No, certainly not. It takes, you gotta watch the polish, basically.
Ah, yes. St. Thomas Ledoux!
All right, I understand you had a chair you needed fixing. So if you give me just a minute now, I'll get my tools together and I'll get right on that. Give me a second. Just thinking, I was come from a house call. I ain't had time yet to touch up. Give me
just a second, I didn't get a chance to use the restroom on the way here from the last house call. Alright. Hit it. Yeah.
see your chair ain't gonna bother you no more, so. I make house calls, so you need anybody, you know anyone else needs a carpenter. You give them a referral, I'm on Angie's list, you can let me in. Back there, get up to that. But y'all don't mind me. I won't charge you extra for it. I'll be out of your hair. Y'all just stay out of that corner till I'm through. It might not be safe for you, but I don't have any comment or nothing. So just, y'all have a good afternoon.
St. Thomas Ledoux with an auspicious start to the evening, everybody. I will give him 10 points for the outfit, 10 points for taking off the outfit, 20 points for twerking, and negative 50 for defiling the sanctity that is Menards! Oh my god! I'm sorry, Menards, he didn't mean it. I'm sorry, your quality goods and services are not to be trifled with. We understand, sir. We understand. I also like to point out that somewhere in the line, I think, I don't know whether one of the pieces of wood hit this somehow, but there's already been an injury, and that is the sign-up list earlier for the Friendly Town Home Improvement Show. So coming up next to the stage, and I just got a splinter. Ow, that hurt. Coming up next to the stage, though, he is your bartending mayor. If your bartending mayor is ready, are you ready, sir? He is not ready. So far, do you feel that your homes have been improved? Or like you haven't even had to do anything to your home yet. It's already improved by just the show alone. You're gonna come back and like, man, I have a good house. Or apartment, or wherever I live. So, please welcome to the stage your bartending mayor, Todd Lewis. Yeah.
Why did he hand me this? So, I might not be able to fix things like some of these hot shots here today, like microphone stands. But I thought like I would apply for the job because I really hate this one, and also I feel like I would be pretty good for the introductions. So if you guys don't mind, I'd like to run through a few introductions with you guys. Hello, I'm Todd Lewis here with Friendly Town Home Improvement. Today I'm going to show you how to start a kitchen remodeling project to reconnect with your father, and finally getting him to tell you that he's proud of you. The thing you want to do is use stainless steel appliances and keep an eye out on your foundation's weight limit while you're replacing floor sections and putting in appliances. But he won't say it. Because you're probably not good enough, and you know, there's no reason to increase the value of your home because you'll never leave your hometown because you're a coward. Today, I'm going to show you how to fix your rocky marriage by installing a jacuzzi tub. Frisky women and men love jacuzzi tubs. The things to keep in mind when you're installing a jacuzzi tub is to do it in the bathroom because it's weird in the kitchen, or perhaps outside. But it won't work because you're bad at communicating, and you always will be, and no one will ever love you. Today, I'm going to show you how to build a garage so the acid rain will stop peeling the paint off of your car, which is the only thing of value that you own since the divorce. And perhaps your children won't be so embarrassed to be seen riding with you. The thing that you want to do when you build a garage is to set a solid foundation, not like the one that you have in your life. And then you pour some concrete and make sure it's smooth, like nothing you've ever done before. And But then you might as well not bother, because you'll realize that your children are embarrassed being seen with you because of who you are and not your car. I've been Todd Lewis. Thanks, everybody.
Todd Lewis, your poor teddy bear.
I will give you 10 points for being real with us and minus 10 for being too real with us. So, yeah, just... All right. Coming up next. He is a producer of Friendly Town. But is he... is he a man who can build anything? Question mark. Anything at all? We're going to find out. It's Tyler Sonicson.
And I'm going to fix the stage temporarily.
Yes, thank you. Everyone, please give some love to Master Craftsman John Hurst. Can he figure out how to fix the screen? He fixed the screen!
Yeah!
Yeah! If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. Where's the Trini Lopez love? You guys are a bunch of Philistines. You know, I'm not the type of craftsman that you normally associate with this, you know, Bob Vila, this old house, this old friendly town type thing. You know, I'm more of an art craftsman. You know, I'm more of an arts and crafts kind of guy, you know, to be perfectly honest. So what I thought I would do is I would give you guys some home improvement tips to improve your home in a more holistic, more, you know, you sense. Make the home feel like more of a, make your house feel like more of a home. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite someone who I've never met before. You, sir! You, sir, I've never met you before, have I? Of course not. Come on up here. Come on up here. Hey, St. Thomas, how long would it take you, theoretically, to get a second mic up here?
Well, see, the thing is, we'd have to travel back in time to before the show.
Yeah, when you asked me if we needed two mics. But you know what? I say fuck propriety, and I'm gonna go out of my way to make your life as hard as possible. You just fucking, like, booty danced on stage, and you're gonna take the high road right now, and you're gonna be like, excuse me.
How many mics did that take?
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna translate really well to the podcast. It's a damn shame, too, because you guys who were here for the first time, what you saw earlier... Thanks, buddy. Oh, okay. Thanks, buddy. What you saw earlier, that is, there's no such thing as a typical Friendly Town show. So what you just saw is a typical Friendly Town show. That was the type of thing that we do here on a normal basis. Here, let me hand my microphone to my friend. What's your name, sir?
D.C. Willis.
D.C. Willis. D.C. Willis. That is intrinsically funny, judging by the audience's response. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this door, which you can put anywhere in your house, and going to make it personalized. But I need to know a little bit about you. First of all, could you do me a favor and measure the size of your head? Could you do that for me?
Can I use the shadow?
Just have to believe in yourself.
Six inches.
6 inches.
9 inches, I'm sorry.
9 inches?
DC got a problem with the sixes and nines.
You gotta pick one and stick to it, you know? I believe your story. Alright, we'll go with 9 inches. Wink. Alright, 9 inches. There you go. Alright, so Mr. DC, tell me a little bit about where you're from.
I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. I was born in 1994. On the weekends when I was a youngin', I'd save up 2 quarters back when honey buns was 25 cents. And I'd go get some honey bun, sour sweet chips. I don't really care for animals like that, but I like to feed birds Skittles because... although they can fly by rainbows, they can't taste them, so I like to give them the full experience.
That's fascinating. Just a second. I have to make your story true. 1 second.
So,
hold on. I had a thought about capturing your essence, and I didn't want to lose it. Okay, go ahead.
Need me to measure anything else?
I wasn't going to ask, but can you measure your torso also?
Yeah. Fun fact, DC measures his torso once a week. Don't want to get caught lacking out here.
So I want to get your proportions right. You know, I'm doing a good. I'm trying to capture your essence in both text and art. I am the number two airbrush artist in Old Orchard Beach, Maine, behind Lionel Richie. Not that Lionel Richie. There's a guy who likes to sniff the markers, and he does sketches of people on the boardwalk of Old Orchard Beach, Maine. And he recently took the number one position. And I'm a little bit bitter about it because I was working really hard. I moved to Old Orchard Beach. I heard they got the best caricaturists in the nation. But didn't really work out for me. Sorry.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no. Lionel, you guys might get to meet him if you keep coming back here week after week and endure our madness. Okay, I think I'm beginning to capture your essence, Mr. DC. How long is your torso?
14 inches, and my nipples are 3 centimeters.
Okay. 3 centimeters.
4 when it's cold.
Okay, so I told the story about the birds and the Skittles. What was your home life like? Maybe I can figure your parents into here a little bit.
So my mom was a loving woman. I thought I was going to be a stepdad until I was about 14, because all my fathers were stepdads. And we had a very relationships. One of my stepdads stole my first bike, which upset me because I just wanted him to teach me how to steal bikes, not take my bike. I just thought we could ride off into the sunset riding stolen bikes together.
Oh my God. This is important for my illustration in this collage I'm making with a Sharpie. Was it a tandem bike?
No.
Okay.
Sadly enough.
All right, I was about to draw a tandem bike, but I'm glad I asked.
You know what? This is DC's world. It can be a tandem bike.
All right, you know what? I'm going to make it into a tandem bike for the story. You know, and all your guests who come and see it, see the tandem bike, see an account in an exhaustively written text and beautifully written font about a tandem bike, it will be a tandem bike. And you're going to be DC the tandem bike guy.
Yes.
And I think that that's a really good branding for you. Have we talked about branding before on this Home Improvement Network? Well, we should, because it's important. You know, I'm the arts and craftsman, as they call me. If you just go to my website, arts and craftsman, I tried really hard to figure out how to do an ampersand and a URL, and they wouldn't let me because the internet's a bunch of fucking losers. And
DC don't trust the internet.
Stay off the internet. Keep your stuff off the internet because they're coming for you.
Yep, phone books and coupon books only in DC house.
I actually have some really creative reuse ideas for phone books. If anyone of you want to know, you got any short people out there? You can sit on them to drive. You can also use them to assault people. Like if people break into your home, just throw phone books at their heads, and like they're just going to be killed by every plumber's name. They're just going to be suffocated by plumber names. You have to open it to the P section, but, you know, it's how it works. All right, so I just got one more question for you before I show you my creation. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you travel to? And I'm going to make that the background.
Brunswick, Georgia.
Brunswick, fascinating. Tell me about Brunswick. What does Brunswick mean to you?
I just like the way the name sounds. My name, my child, Brunswick. Brunswick Willis.
Brunswick Willis. Well, Brunswick Willis sounds like someone who needs a personalized door. Like, he seems like someone who would have one anyway. Like, I'd go to his house and he would have a personalized door. He's a personalized doorman. You know, that's how Brunswick rolls.
That means a lot coming from your arts and crafts, man. When I first heard about this program, I was skeptical. But DC, I ain't lost faith yet, so hopefully.
All right, I'm almost done. Let me just get... Can you turn 90 degrees? Let me get your profile.
I can only count to 89.
What comes after 89?
The world may DC's world.
All right, so I think that you guys will find just throw this in your kitchen. Just all you have to do is, you know, to impress any guest, to show them how erudite you are, how classy you are. You just have to put this in your kitchen, and they will know who you really are, DC. Yeah. Why don't you read a little bit? Why don't you recite a little bit of this poetry I just wrote? It's inspired by you.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. Your other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist, it round up in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you know that the bubble's stuff. Deep in the jeans, she wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop.
It's staring, you Philistine. Oh, baby, I want to get with you and take you a picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got make me so horny. Ooh, rump of smooth skin. You say you want to get in my bins? Well, use me, because you ain't that average groupie. And that's where I had to stop, because I've never done this type of arts and crafts before. And I'm not as fast at writing on a door with Sharpie as I thought I was.
Well, but, I think it's beautiful.
But I see you dancing to hell with romancing. She sweat, wet, got going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines saying flat butts are the thing. Get an average black man and ask him that. What? Anyone? She got a pack punch back. All right. You know what? I'm going to bring this over to Chum Village, because they appreciate...
Yeah. Can DC do that?
Yeah, can DC, this is, alright, this is gonna be, is there literally anything that I can do that's not standing here right now, like set this up against anything?
Put your foot behind it.
Kick it. DC knows that this isn't safe at all for your hand. As a man whose insurance is fickle, I would say I won't kick it. Keep it out. Should I kick it?
Yeah.
Okay. I think the right term is, can you kick it? Yes, you can. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can. Yes, you
can. Yeah. Yeah. DC, bring it.
Courtesy of Billy Blake's Tybo at the local YMCA.
Unless we're talking about King of the Ring, I don't want to hear Billy Blake's name on the stage one more time. All right, I think I've made a point. I think I made my point in art, and we've been up here for way too long. Please, one more time for DC Willis. I'm Tyler. I'm not sure your show's gonna go through, but DC's world has some potential. I think we got a secondary show out of this. If not, it succeeded. So far, okay. For a home improvement show, I like to point out, you can't see it over here, but there's just a big pile of wood we've destroyed so far. Please, like, we will extend the curtain at the end of the show if we destroy any more. But in the meantime, we still got three more people to go through. Coming up next to the stage, he's looking at me intently. He's looking, he's like, is he ready? I think he's ready. I think I'm ready for Sean Cimino.
Yeah! Hey guys, I'm Sean Cimino. You may know me as the host of several home makeover shows, such as Pocket Chain Renovation, Flip This Shed, and Fat House Makeover. And today, I'm pitching my new show, Home Improvement Basics for Billionaires, because rich people need to know how to fix their houses and spruce them up too. And I think it's a really important demographic that we're just leaving out, because how can all these billionaires, you know, they need some guidance too, because they weren't always raised with a good eye for design, and I figure I have experience in that space. So, just going through, looking at some real-life billionaires and their houses, if you could advance here. Here we have Mark Zuckerberg's house. And I feel like, you know, a person's house should reflect their life and the things they do and the things they bring into this world. You want your surroundings to reflect who you are and what you've brought into the world. And so I feel like if Mark Zuckerberg really wanted his house to pop and say, hey, I'm the Facebook guy, as first of all, anything fun should have an ad in the middle of it. You know, so the pool right there, you just put an ad right in the middle of the pool, and you make sure that your information is being collected at all times when you're at the house, and then your grandma and your aunt are there for some reason. And they're just going to pop in, and they're just going to say stuff to you. So Mark Zuckerberg, I feel like this can really jazz up your house and go, you know, take it to that next level there. Next slide, please. Or say you're a half-human, half-vampire hybrid like Peter Thiel, and, you know, you're building yourself a doomsday bunker in New Zealand, and, you know, you're putting in all the trappings of a luxury home, but deep underground, so you can flee to it after the world ends with all you and your all the other tech billionaire friends. And what you're going to want to do in these bunkers, because you're underground, you're going to have to surround yourself with a lot of images of the world on the surface, and so you're going to not want to feel like you're stuffed in, but it's also important to put pictures of people in there. All the people who are stuck out there dying because of what you did. You fucking vampire. Next slide. All right. Say you're the Koch brothers. And say you're going to your Hamptons estate, or you're going to your compound in Aspen. And next slide. And you're trying to make some sacrifices on your dark altar. And you know, but those dark altars are so dark down there, and they're so damp, and that red stone really, it seeps the water out of the ground. And I just say no to dark, damp dungeons. Next slide. Go to Crate and Barrel, and you spruce that motherfucker up, all right? Make it seasonal. If you're in Aspen, make it look like you're in Aspen. Some simple touches here and there can really make a place feel like home. So I'm just saying, a few decorative candles, not just the wrought iron that are from the 15th century. You know, just some little touches here and there can really spruce up the source of all your dark power. Next slide, please. All right, here we have Mr. Elon Musk. He's got this kitchen. He's got a lovely little, you know, big old mansion there that he's bought with all his Tesla money. And but, you know, it's a little rustic. You know, this reminds me of an old Italian winery. And that's not really saying, I am Elon Musk. I feel like if you want to be Elon Musk and have a kitchen that reflects who you are, next slide, you're going to want to replace all your walls with a Tesla power wall. I mean, Elon Musk, he just puts out, I'm Elon Musk, this is what I do. And I feel like you're going to want to replace all the walls in your home with Tesla power homes, and then cook with a flaming Tesla. It's on brand. I mean, that's just a... I feel like that should be your source of cooking there. And I think that screams, I am Elon Musk. Next slide, please. But what about Bezos, you're asking? Jeff Bezos. Well, Jeff Bezos, you know, like all good tech billionaires, has more than a few houses. So I would say, let's just start with this $28 million compound in Washington, very cold, very damp sometimes. I would say maybe you want to do that wooden siding and put some metal... you know, some metal siding over that, you know, kind of what they do in Scandinavia. Helps keep out that cold air, that cold, wet air moving in. Next slide. Your $24.5 million mansion in Beverly Hills, Spanish style. You're going to want to make it feel lots of terracotta. Next slide. The $12.9 million mansion right next door to it. I feel like go crazy with that. Make that your playhouse, Jeff. You know, just do what you feel like. Make that Jeff's house. Next slide. Or the 30,000-acre ranch in Cortula, Texas. I don't know, maybe go with a little Tex-Mex flair. Lots of wide open spaces. Might I suggest some succulents in there? That could also be that. Next slide. Or the $23 million townhouse in Washington, D.C. I feel like that could really do with some historical sense. That's where you're going to put some antiques. That'd be a great place. Just jazz it up with some antique flair. Next slide. Your three upper side west side luxury condos, that's overlooking Central Park. It'd be lovely. Get lots of natural light in there. Make sure those windows are not blocked by furniture. Get lots of plants going. Next slide. But the thing, the good advice, Jeff, for what you could do to improve all of them, next slide, burn them to the ground. Burn the capitalists. Thank you, guys. This has been my show, Basic Home Improvement for Billionaires.
Burn Them to the Ground. That is the name of your new show. It's going to go on right after the Home Improvement Show. I'm sorry, you didn't make it for the Home Improvement Show, but I think we have a slot on Fat TV, Friendly Town Access Public Television, right for you. So welcome aboard, Sean. Welcome aboard. We got two more coming up next to the stage. Hopefully giving us some more tips that we, the common people, can use. Please welcome Monica Miller.
When the only tools you have are a hammer and nails, everyone looks like Christ. I'm Monica Miller, and it's a privilege to be here. And I mean that because I'm actually a licensed architect in the state of Tennessee, for which I have to pay a $400 professional privilege tax. And it doesn't even get me out of speeding tickets. I like white privilege, but there's not a tax for that, so I just pretend it's that. So I'm an architect, and an architect has been voted by some women who are really confused as the sexiest profession for a man to have. And those women are confused because that is a historically gay profession. So you're really... And, like, they think that, like, oh, we'll just, like, do home decorating together and it's going to be, like, really fun, but it isn't. You're going to end up, like, in an evil modernist house. And you're going to hate everything. And it's going to be white. And who's going to have to clean it? You. Anyway, but the show. I think I have 12 years of experience being an architect. I did quit my job because it was lame. But I think from that I learned some things, and I just want to share some things that I learned over those years. It's just like a stream of consciousness. It's not really like anybody in particular. It's a mix of clients and potential clients that we had at the office, and some stories I heard from friends, except for, you know, so I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want to embarrass anyone with specific details except for the people that wanted, they bought a house and wanted the basement removed, because, like, so anyway, so here's some advice. No, you cannot remove a basement from the house with a basement that you just bought. That does not work. Also, how did you get money to buy a house? Because obviously, like, your brain's not exactly working. Oh, your wife and you hate the damp basement? That's interesting. So there's two of you. To think that you can remove a basement from a house. That's incredible. Let me guess. You and your wife love to entertain. That's shocking. Everybody always hangs out in the kitchen. Really, I've never heard of that. Incredible. No, everything cannot be next to the kitchen. Like your three living rooms. So there's a thing that happens, I don't know if you guys know about this, but there's the living room, then there's, like, the sunroom, which is a living room with a lot of glass in it, and then sometimes next to the kitchen, there's the keeping room, where it's literally what's called, where you keep people in there, because you don't want to be, like, lonely while you're cooking. So it's like a living room next to your kitchen. And I'm like, you know, in my house, everything is near the kitchen. Because it's a small house. But, like, that's just, like, would blow people's minds. Another thing. Okay, having a pajama room in your house will not keep your children from growing into teenagers. A pajama room is, like, a random space in the upstairs of your house where your kids hang out and they stay... you know, 11 or younger forever. Another, you know, making a home improvement project, you know, it's very distracting, but it won't keep you from dying. And I know you have this dysfunctional relationship with the present moment, and you just ran out of all, like, the, like, House of Thrones or whatever's on TV, and it's just, like, you're feeling that dread of your inevitable aging and dying, and you want to, like, call an architect and really fuck up your life, but I can't really fill that space. You know, it's just like after you're done with it, it's going to be like really expensive. So I would just say maybe go to Home Goods and get some throw pillows. They have many colors. Some of them are furry. There's also like candlescapes you can install, and you can keep switching them out and just like forgetting that you and everyone you know is going to die. And hopefully you are not going to be the last one, because that would be like really sad. But yes, and you just get the throw pillows and you have them to like just put more space between you and your inevitable death. So yeah, I think that would be a great home improvement show, you guys. Thank you.
Monica Miller, everybody. Just install some throw pillows. It will give, everything will be fine until you're not fine. You didn't, like, so you're saying that I can't have the race car in the pajama room. Is that really, like, we're okay with it? Okay. But we have one more home improvement person of interest to come up to the stage here. And he's ready. I've seen him build time machines. I've seen him destroy time machines. I've seen him build up Howie. I've seen him destroy Howie. Please welcome Josh Arnold.
All right, now I've been in control of the Friendly Town Construction Crisis Solving Group. That we had to go ahead and establish here in town. As you've seen today, there have been a whole lot of problems that we've had in Friendly Town. And we tried some methods for it. I sort of built this as an after the fact because we've come up with new problems since. But I'll walk you through them. So if you could go ahead one more. We need somebody, you know, well, we needed somebody in town who we could look at as inspiration for how to solve these problems. So, here for me, of course, when I was in head of the funding here, that was Bob Vila for me. Bob Vila's a man who, great man. Listen, this, do you know what this steals from? This is from the show Home Improvement. You know what Bob Vila's role in that show was? He was a rival home improvement company that was better than the main character on the show, and they were okay with shitting on their own brand because Bob Vila was that good. That's what they... They brought him on just for that purpose. And my thought here was, if we're gonna fix Friendly Town's construction crisis, we're gonna have to find Bob Vila. If you can move on, please. So where is Bob Vila? That was the question that we found ourselves asking. And when we found him, the problem was here that you know, Bob Vila is one man, and we got a lot of problems here in Friendly Town. And construction workers are used to dealing with problems that are meant for more than one man. If you've ever seen a construction foreman, that's literally just one man who does four man's job. That's what that is. But we did. We found him, and we created clones. We cloned Bob Vila. That's what we did here in Friendly Town. If we can move on, please. We were at creating the Bob Village. That was our goal here. We thought if we had enough Bob Vilas, we could change the structure of construction in Friendly Town forever. There were some rules we had to set. So first, move forward, please. All construction sites became Bob Vila's only.
No one else. You're going to fuck it up. You're not as good as Bob Vila. Tim the Tool Man Taylor couldn't do it, and you couldn't either. And listen, when we pitched this originally, we got some groans, especially at the name Bob Village. But you know what? Fuck you. I like that. You groan, you go, when you hear that. You know what? But then if I'm telling you your house is getting built four times faster, you go, You hear that? You hear that turn around from, to, And you know what that reference was, right? Because it was on fucking Home Improvement. They even referenced that feeling you get around Bob Vila with, That was the noise. That's what they were going for. It's symbolism, goddammit. Move on, please. One more. This is what we had as required safety gear standards in Friendly Town previous to the Bob Village being established. You had to wear a hard hat. You had to be able to read things that were only 100 pixels by 100 pixels. You had to wear a construction vest and gloves and a harness and boots. And now we've changed that, if you can go forward one more. And now it's you got to be Bob Vila. That's what it is. If you notice that he replaces construction glasses, he doesn't fucking need them. He knows what he's doing, all right? And it worked. You know, it did. We even got Bob Vila down to a more efficient form. We didn't have to have Bob Vila's whole body. We didn't need Body Vila. We just needed, if you go please, just floating Bob Vila heads. They would fly around and complete construction processes here. You can see this entire house was constructed by just two Bob Vilas. These women procured them from the city, and the Vilas flew off and did their job. Unfortunately, the longer that we relied here in Friendly Town on the Vilas and the Bob Village, we ran into, if you could go forward, please, one more click, unforeseen problems, which henceforth called Boblems. We ran into issues. One more, please. Here you see a child. We didn't anticipate how attached that Bob would become to his ego and the realization that he was responsible for all of Friendly Town at this point has become, of course, Bobbing is just now just Bob's. He's replaced himself, the floating heads. They're okay with being eaten in their egotistical nature if they can replace an entire activity with their persona. Move forward, please, one more. The Vila people, same thing. He replaced everyone. And it's becoming a problem. So great news. You know, construction's fantastic here in Friendly Town. But bad news, Bob Vila's fucking taken over, so we need to fix it. Move forward, please. He demands tribute, which will, of course, require your help. Bob Vila does the work of multiple people, so to convince him to leave us alone again, we'll of course require the work of multiple people as well. If you could look here, we need a photo to appease Bob, so we will need you to please wear your masks in tribute. And you're like, well, what masks? Hold on. I've stored the masks that will appease Bob, and of course something that was relevant to him, a power air frying recipe book. Let me see if I can extract the masks. It is a delicate process that involves using an entire ink cartridge for the dumbest use possible. All right, I'm gonna, listen, let me brief you on this before, this has to happen correctly, okay? Friendly Town has suffered this problem for too long, and let me go over it, okay? So, here's the deal. I'm going to send this to Bob Vila. Bob Vila's a good man, all right? I made sure of that. I Googled Bob Vila scandal, and Google asked me, did you mean Bob Vila a candle? Nothing wrong, he just helps people build candles. And you know what? Those other people with scandals couldn't hold a candle to Bob fucking Vila. So, I read an interview with him. It said, and this is true, Bob Vila was interviewed by Nintendo Power and asked if he could make a video game, what would he make? And he said, I propose we make a game about carpentry and the player would be rewarded by being a guest on Bob Vila's home again. What a fucking excellent reward. I love that he referred, I guess it's the name of the show, but I like that he referred to himself in third person just to sell his point. So listen, here's my letter. Dear Bob Vila, I used to watch your show as I was growing up, and your positivity and theme of self-improvement was infectious and inspired me to better myself and always keep my head up. When looking through your old quotes, I found this excerpt talking about how you would like to make a construction-based video game as a reward for being on your show. Well, being both a comedian and a video game lover, I love this idea, but I was sad that I would never get the chance to see this brilliant idea come to fruition. So instead, I did the next best thing and organized a comedy act to hopefully pay tribute to your legacy and win your contest, if only in spirit. So here we go. I'm going to take this. I want us to be Bob Vila. Well, you're going to be Bob Vila. I'm winning the fucking contest. We need 10 Bob Vilas to all be in a selfie with me, which will be sent to Bob Vila.
And say, Viva La Vila.
Okay,
1, 2, 3.
Viva La Vila!
I love all of you. Thank you so much. You might keep your bid list. Yeah, sure. Right. Desire.
Thank you, everyone. Now, Josh Otto, everybody. I'm now Bob Vila. I am in spirit.
We are all
Bob Vila. Together, we have become a home village, if you will. I can't see. What? I think we have all learned a valuable lesson. One, masks without holes aren't really masks, just printed out. But I think we're gonna have a good response from that. If not, we're gonna put this on our Friendly Town Facebook, which you can like if you haven't already. That's where we announce all our events. You can find us on there. Like, I don't even know if we have a review page on there. We probably like review. Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, you can review us 5 stars on iTunes if you're so inclined. We like your past episodes on that. Once again, just going to give a quick rundown of the future shows. We have October 1st, Friendly Town's auditioning a symphony orchestra. So please bring your instruments, bring the power. We can make a symphony orchestra that can rival, you know, Chump Village for sure. We're here every Monday. You can look up Knox Comedy. Look up, just like, there's events happening nearly every day in Knoxville. Like, plenty of open mics, plenty of other events. So please check that out. And thank you all, and have a good night. And remember,
yeah!
it takes a beatage. So I'm gonna take some beatage. Thank you. Someone clean up this wood.